Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Good morning and welcome the first time visitors. I'm seeing a couple of many new faces today. Everyone here is an apostle. We are in a season when God has promised and confirmed that he's going to bless us. And this was through a revelation that many are now calling the monsoon rains. If we were on YouTube, I think I would say millions are calling, but there are not many, it's just a couple of tens. As part of preparing for this season, when I received the message that I'm going to share today, what I felt impressed on my spirit is to teach us how to live under authority. How to live under authority. Now, it is so unfortunate that we, especially believers, we think that as long as you are listening to the man of God, whichever man or woman of God it is, you're praying, you're reading your scriptures, you're okay. But there are many things that believers have missed out on because they are not walking under the authorities, not just authority, authorities that God would have them be. For you to be able to reap the things that God has in store for you, you will need to learn how to appreciate living under authority. If we go to Romans chapter 13, verse 1, this is what the Bible says. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, not even just one, plural. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Once you appreciate the concept of authority in the kingdom of God, you will cut your journey to your destination by, I think, half. Because God, in his wisdom, has put certain authorities around us, and those authorities are actually anointed with enabling us to have a way to our destinations. Now, these are not necessarily spiritual authorities. Well, they can be in the natural, maybe your supervisor at your workplace, could be your husband, it could be any, your manager. The authority they have over you is not of their own. It was given by God. By the way, even the wicked guys you see, they are there because God has put them there. Nebuchadnezzar was not a righteous man, but the scriptures call him God's servant. And guess whom God sent to be under Nebuchadnezzar? Daniel, a prophet. There is a time I was talking with some people and asking them, by the way, if God spoke to you to work with the president, would you work with him, our president here in Uganda? And these believers said, no way, that guy is wicked, blah, 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 blah. They said so many things. I just turned to them and said, well, I think the prayer requests are canceled now. Until you realize that God will not only place you under righteous people, then you've not yet understood what authority means. And some of you, your season of monsoon will have to be being under people of authority who are not necessarily righteous, because they hold the key to the way where you're supposed to be headed. Amen. Now, when you look at that verse in Romans 13:1, the reason why you need to be under authority and respect it is because all authority is from God. All. Even that supervisor whom you don't like at work, the pastor you may not endure, the apostle you dread, and the prophet you admire may not be under authority. May not be the authority that God is sending you there now. If you go to Genesis 50, verse 19, Joseph said to his brethren that do not be afraid, for I am in the place of God. Joseph was the second to Pharaoh in the whole land of Egypt. Now, Joseph was a spiritual man. Joseph was not being proud, neither was he taking the glory of God. Here is the point for you. The authorities that God has put over you, they are in the place of God over your life for that time. Whether you like their style or not, but God has put them over you for that time. And the earlier you appreciate this concept, that they are in the place of God over your life for that season, you may not perceive the rains that are coming your way, or even when they come, you're likely to reject them because you think the authority above you is not spiritual enough to be the channel of blessings in your life. By the way, the Moses in scripture didn't marry a Hebrew. The guy married a daughter of a priest, Joseph. He married the daughter of a priest in the land of Egypt. Now, sometimes you look at people, because you're not walking in revelation and understanding of the times, you begin by gauging, I think this person cannot be used of God because they are like this and this. They have married in the wrong tribe. They never went to the right school, Ntare School or Geranyanji. They went to SMAC. So sad. But anyway, never judge people because of what they have gone through of where or where they've been. Judge them because God has revealed it to you that they are the authorities you're supposed to submit under for that season. Amen. Now, in Romans 13:4, this is what God says about the authorities he puts us under. For the authority, he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. The authorities that God has placed over you are actually ministers of God into your life. Now, they may not carry the title of apostle, evangelist, prophet, etc. They may be just a manager. It's whatever titles you have in your workplace or in your community. It may be an LC1 chairperson who is even a Muslim. And not just that, a witch doctor. But because God has put them in authority, God will use them to minister to you, not the wicked powers, but he will use them to bless you in that community. That is why it is so important for you people to participate in local elections. Don't leave these things and say, for me, tebinkwa tako. If you understand that the kingdom of God is about delegated authority, you will know that even the least person in your community was actually put there by God to minister to you. They may not have the same faith as you. They may be uneducated, but God will use them to minister to you. By the way, the defense secretary for LC1, if they are lousy in their job, they are not good at intelligence gathering, you will have havoc of criminals in your village. If you're used to making prayer walks, you'll not be able to make prayer walks in your community. Why? Because of insecurity. So, understand that the authorities God has put you under, they are there for a purpose, and they may be the channel for your monsoon rains, for your blessings. Your blessings will not just come because you're under LAT. That is just a platform of the message. But the reality of preparation is not in LAT. It is where you live. It is where you work. The people you deal with, the people you work with. Amen. And if you look at Matthew 8:5-9, this is a concept that you need to appreciate about being under authority. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying down home, dreadfully tormented and paralyzed." And Jesus said to him, to the centurion, "I'll come and heal him." The centurion answered Jesus, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed." Here is what the centurion said, and the key of this message. "For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes. To another one, 'Come,' and he comes. To my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." One of the key reasons God wants you to appreciate the concept of living under authority is to learn obedience. Most people who are disobedient in their ways, try to find out, they have a challenge with being submissive to any authority. By the way, it begins with wives in marriages. I'm saying that because according to the Bible, the man is the head. You can like it. If you're an activist, you may disagree with it. And it's not okay with you. Julian, amen. Now, being under authority, by the way, is another way of dying to self. Anything you're doing it because your boss has said, "Do it." You're going somewhere because your boss has said, "Go." Don't begin reasoning and wiseacking. What does my boss know? I have 2 degrees. I have a PhD. She or he doesn't. I have my experience. My friend, God does not appoint authorities because of competence. He appoints authorities because of loyalty. And one reason why you're still grumbling where you are is because you've not understood loyalty. Competence can only take you to a certain level, just the beginning. It will get you off the ground. But what will make you go higher in your walk with the Lord is understanding loyalty. Loyalty to His word, loyalty to the authorities He has placed you under. And it is, well, unfortunate according to the eyes of the world that most of the authorities God will put you under, you may be more qualified in terms of qualifications than them. But He is sovereign. He is the one who decides whom you should be under, not you. Amen. And it is even more deadly for us believers. When you have an idea of when certain things are supposed to happen in your life, some years back, before I changed places of work, God revealed to me, I think it was around May 2015, that I was supposed to leave my workplace. Now, my boss at that time was quite a tough one, a harsh one. Now, things became so hard that I decided, I got on a plane and took my resignation letter. That night I had a dream. And in my dream, I was told, to remain put under that person. I ripped the resignation letter. Of course, I met with her. I had already made an appointment and told her that, by the way, you're a harsh person. And I would have resigned. But had it not been for this dream, I would have handed in my resignation letter. I stayed under that person until the Lord now gave me another dream of the right time to move. Now, some of us, or let me say maybe some of you, because you know what God has in store for you, you begin analyzing and profiling the authorities above you, saying, this boss of mine, no. This pastor, no, they cannot be. You start ranking them, and on a scale of 1 to 10, you see them weighing at around 3.5. Now, you'd even decide, let me leave this boss and go to another place. There is a person I was supervising, and the Lord had given me a dream of how this person was supposed to take over that department after I had left. Now, she had a challenge with leaving and authority. So she decides that she was going to resign, and she saw green pastures and left. Now, I did not tell her what the Lord had in store for her as per the dream he had showed me. Now, sometimes the mistake we make is by telling people everything the Lord has told you. Sometimes you let people learn the hard way. They need to, knock a wall and appreciate that a wall exists. Step on glasses and then they get cut so that they learn that broken glass does cut and cause damage. If you're always protecting people, pampering too much, they will not learn the right way. Sometimes, obaleka, never tomela. And they will learn the hard way, but still they will learn. Hopefully. And in my language, we say that nohana o inomutuma, meaning that you counsel or rebuke the one who has a heart to listen. Sometimes you just waste time talking, but you talk something, it enters here, comes out the other ear. So this lady resigned, went to this other job. Anyway, 2 years down the line, she had a shop, I think, in Ichikubo. She had resigned all these other jobs. Now, some believers are in certain places out of disobedience. They are doing things they ought not to do. They are running away from authority. Guys don't want to be under authority. People who are saying, I want to be self-employed, find out, has God told you to be self-employed? What they want to do, they don't want any instruction. Unless you learn how to live under authority and take orders. The kingdom of God is like an army. You don't begin questioning the orders you follow. That is why some of us believers would not make very good people in the armies. Tulino lugezi gezi. We hear from God. By the way, this thing is so, we think that we know it. We think maybe because we've traveled and had all this exposure, we are better than our bosses. My friend, once God has put an authority above you, there is a unique anointing that God has given that authority to see things which you will never see. In fact, when your boss challenges you about something, don't push back, first retreat. If 1 + 1 does not add to 2, there is a reason. The movie Tekamu Logic Munji, that this, I know, if you do this, this happens. My friend, any authority, let it be an LC1 chairperson, they have more knowledge about the affairs of the village than you, even if you're a commissioner of planning in a ministry. Submit, believers, submit. Submit under the authority God has placed you under. And the best way is not to pray away those authorities. Amen. If you go to Genesis chapter 16, verse 5. Genesis 16, verse 5. Sarah said to Abraham, my wrong be upon you. I gave you my maid, that is Hagar, into your embrace. And when she saw that she had conceived, I became despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between you and me. So Abraham said to Sarai, indeed your maid is in your hand. Do to her as you please. And when Sarah dealt harshly with her maid, that is Hagar, Hagar fled from her presence. When Lydia's boss dealt harshly with Lydia, Lydia fled from her workplace. Now put your name there, Flora. And you fled from your workplace. And you fled from... We are in the business of fleeing because our bosses have become harsh. You better be careful before you flee. That authority you're fleeing from could be the door to your season of monsoon. Let's go ahead. Now the angel of the Lord found Hagar by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shul. And the angel said, Hagar, Sarah's maid. You see? This guy is saying, Edward, the subordinate of John. As in the angel, it just, the angel is emphasizing, even before telling you the details, that by the way, you're supposed to be there. According to heaven, Sarah is supposed to be, Hagar is supposed to be under Sarah. According to heaven, you're supposed to be under certain authority. Maybe under certain pastor, under certain apostle, under certain teacher. You're supposed to be under certain husband. You're supposed to be under certain children. My daughters who are here, you're supposed to be under certain father. You know, sometimes children say, I wish so-and-so was my dad. God has a reason why he put you under that very dad you have. Amen. Let's go on. The angel said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, where have you come from? Now, when God asks you a question, he's not expecting an answer. Do you think the angel didn't know where Hagar had come from? God knows where you have run away from. And where are you going? Can you imagine? You're fleeing and God says, hey, by the way, Zoe, where are you going? Now, it's not that God doesn't know where you're headed. He knows you're headed for disaster, but he wants you to reflect on your decisions. Hagar said, I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress, Sarah. Go ahead. The angel of the Lord said to Hagar, return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand. You go back. Sometimes we waste time praying for people. The best counsel to give people is Dayo. Just go back. Go back. Especially when it has been revealed that you ought to be there. Now, some of us who are in roles of spiritual leadership or we are older than others, we are quick to tell people, scatter, flee, run. And by the way, I believe that God is going to hold us accountable for misguiding some people. We have caused some people to leave their places of blessing. Because we've not taken time to listen to God. Lord, what should I tell Jerah? Should Jerah stay or not? We just say, oh, as you endured, I think God has been building patience in you. The fruit is now mature. Now leave. The angel told Hagar, go back. Go back to that workplace you want to leave. Go back to that marriage you want to flee from. Go back to that church you want to run from. And find out whether that voice you think is God is actually God. Those voices we hear saying leave, some of them are not God's voices. Because God is not contradictory. Now, there is a time, there was a very clear vision where a certain ministry, a mantle was taken away from the minister and given to another person. Now, some follower of this person who had received the mantle came and said, the Lord is telling them to go that side. How can God send you to emptiness? Those are inconsistencies. Let's go on. Then the angel of the Lord said to Hagar, read with me. I will multiply your descendants exceedingly so that they shall not be counted for multitude. But where would Hagar be? Sarah, you people, some of the authorities God has put you under, they may look harsh, but within that harshness, God is sending your monsoon rains. In that environment, the blessings are going to come in that harsh environment unless God clearly says, leave that environment. Now, in my story back the 2015, 17 or 16, when the time came to resign, I think it was 4 days after I had submitted my resignation letter in line with the dream that the Lord had given me, I received a dream of where I was supposed to work thereafter. Now, remember I was told to leave in 2015. Then in 2016, I wanted to resign on my own accord because of the harsh environment I was under. But the Lord told me, don't. So I ripped the resignation letter. I stayed under this harsh environment for a whole other year. Now, initially, I was saying, God, I thank you. I thank you. Then later on, I realized, oh, God, I thank you. Some of you are saying thank you with clenched teeth. Thank you. Thank you. You're not. You need to be there and enjoy the moment. Joyce Meyer wrote a book that enjoy where you are on the way to where you're going. Enjoy where you are on the journey to where you're going. Something like that. That 1 year that the Lord left me there, he was probably incubating the environment where I was going to begin working. Some of you have caused premature arrival of your blessings. And because it is premature, the blessing has not matured. It has actually died. Some of you have caused your blessings to suffer a stillbirth. Some of you have aborted your blessings by being too hurried. God is not in a hurry with your life, with your blessings. At the right time, the rains will come your way. No one here in LAT, we are not asking for rain showers or blessings. We are not. But God knows the walk of obedience we've had, and he knows the thing. By the way, we may not even have been 100% obedient. Surely there may be some things we missed on. But in his sovereignty, he said, let me send monsoon rains to these people. Amen. So please don't flee from the presence that God has placed you under. Now, when you look at how God really works in changing people's seasons and blessing them, whenever God is going to bless you, he seems to bring a certain authority around you to facilitate the blessing. Whenever certain chapters are changing in your life, God sends authorities to you. For Israel, if you go to Genesis chapter 50, verse 19 to 20, this is what happened. Remember, the people who left Canaan to go to Egypt were a handful. They were not more than 70 people. But Joseph said to these brethren, "Do not be afraid, for I am in the place of God. But as for you, you meant evil against me. But God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." The people who left Egypt were more than 1 million. But those who went there were less than 70. Here's the point you need to get. Whenever God is going to open a chapter in your life, He prepares certain authorities that will cause you to be ready to inherit the blessing. Joseph was a forerunner. He was sent to Egypt because it had been revealed to Abraham that your descendants will go to a foreign land. But God sent one of them ahead to prepare for them. Now, as you prepare for your monsoon rains, please be able to discern the authorities that God is going to send you or has already sent to prepare you the place where you're supposed to multiply from. Amen. Now, if you go to Exodus chapter 3, verse 10, you'll see, now when God was going to multiply the Israelites, He sent Joseph in Egypt. Now, when the time came for them to also leave, a new chapter is opening, He sends Moses. "Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." Whenever you're going to come out of a certain place or a certain situation in your life, God is going to send certain authorities. And these may not be formal. And those authorities may give you a word, may give you wisdom, courage, etc. for you to know how to maneuver out of that situation. God is not working with you alone. He is working with other people to bless you. Now, Moses was purely raised for this purpose. He was an authority sent for the chapter of the children of Israel to begin coming out of bondage. Now, every season, Israel is a very good example. If you look at Joshua, Joshua was raised up as an authority for times of conquest. Even the prophets in the scriptures, each of them was raised for a certain season. Authorities, I appreciate the concept of authorities that God places you under, even as a nation. There is a time, the things in the realm of God are just so interesting. They are completely opposite to what people think. There's a time when, when Elvis was still on the path, the right path of life, I had a vision when the Lord had told him that you are going, he was telling Elvis, that Elvis was going to meet the most influential person in Uganda. Now, at that time, we the people were in Zoe, we used to think Elvis was the most influential person in this nation. But in the realm of God, Elvis was not. Because I saw the person whom Elvis met, and it was not Elvis, of course. You people, don't judge things by the way they appear. The people you think are the spiritual leaders of this nation are not those leaders. It is just shells. I'm not saying shells in that they have fallen, but I'm saying they are not the ones with authority. The authority is completely somewhere else. So know the authorities that even God has put over the nation. This morning I was thinking that one of the practices that maybe we need to have as believers is we need to learn to map the authorities we are under so that you learn how to pray effectively. Which are the authorities within my community? There's a time, Pastor Moses knows, there's a time I was supposed to have some information submitted somewhere, and in the form I had to submit, I had to get signatures from the LC1. So when I went to the LC1, but I said, but now where you're taking this form, these guys are also going to ask us whether we actually know you. How many of you know your LC1 chairpersons? By face, not by faith. Please, know those guys. Know those guys. So, can you map them? Map them. Know who they are. Who is my LC1 chairperson? Who is my mayor? Because those guys allocate budgets to work on your roads. Who is the head of PPDA? PPDA is the authority that handles regulation of procurement. You people have companies and want to work with government. If the procurement regulations of PPDA are a burden, you'll find it difficult to do business with government. So you can map the authorities that are within your realm and pray that things align for your blessings. One of the practices I have by virtue of where I work, every Monday I know that there is a special meeting by cabinet. So I take time. I know when the meeting begins and I know when they usually end. So I sit down and pray for these guys that the decisions they make will be favorable for the nation. But you can do the same when you find out when does your board usually meet. Your company's board or what? You people, God can use the board to take a decision that affects you positively. There is a saying in my language that if you ever wish to see a leopard, never climb a tree. Kotengengwe totemba muti. Why? Because leopards get into trees. If you get there, the thing will hammer you. Amen. So, please, have a map of the authorities that God has placed you under. Look out for the authority God may be raising to usher you into your season. Please, look for those. Now, don't look for those authorities using your carnal eyes. Pray that God reveals those authorities to you. Amen. Then, as I said, pray for the authority that God has placed you under. And go to Exodus 3, chapter 3, verse 3-4. Here's the reason why you need to pray for the authorities God has placed you under. Moses said, I will now turn and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. Verse 4 is the most important. So when the Lord saw that Moses had turned aside to look, he called Moses from the midst of the bush. Here's the point for you. Until you acknowledge the authorities that God has put around you, you'll miss out on God calling you. Because you despise these authorities so much that even when God is speaking through them, you cannot discern that God is sending his word through the authorities over you. It's amazing. It is until Moses acknowledged God that God now spoke to him. It is until you acknowledge the authority that God has sent you to open doors for you that actually you will hear God speak. The voice of God is on the other side of obedience. You obey, then you'll hear what he's saying. You obey, you'll hear instruction. Now, if you go to Exodus chapter 2, verse 24 and 25, this is what happened. We are told that God heard the groaning and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. Verse 25 says, and God looked upon the children of Israel and God acknowledged them. Now, if you notice, the previous verse we read was in chapter 3. But God acknowledged the children of Israel in chapter 2. God has already acknowledged your issues. God has already acknowledged your issues. Whatever you're praying for, you're asking for blessings, you're asking for a breakthrough, God has already acknowledged that. Now, he is waiting for you to acknowledge the authority he has put you under. He's heard, you've prayed, you've done all the gymnastics of spirituality. He has heard, but he's now waiting for you to acknowledge the authorities he has put under you. Now, some of us, we are likely to miss out on the seasons of blessings because we fail to acknowledge the authorities God is putting us under. You're running away from the church leadership that the Lord is placing you under. You're running away from your workplace. You're on the run. There was a very good movie called Nuns on the Run. Nuns on the Run was a very nice movie. So, now we have believers on the run. Please, don't be in a hurry to run. If you pray, God hears and acknowledges. Now, it is up to you to acknowledge the authority he has put you under as a channel for your blessing. That's it. Simple. The earlier you learn to walk in that level of obedience, the easier it will be for you to receive those showers of blessing. Now, if you go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, Timothy, Paul says that, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. As you wait to receive your blessings, one thing that interferes with blessings is lack of peace in the environment around you. Inner peace is a good thing. But for you to prosper, you need outward peace as well. Your outward peace is dependent on those who are in authority. People, I don't know how to emphasize this. Pray for your presidents. Pray for your ministers. Pray for those IGPs and army commanders. I think CDF. You people, if those guys don't make decisions that bring peace, you can forget about your prosperity. It is scriptural. God works through them. And if they also get in the hands of the enemy, they'll usher a crisis in your life. It's amazing how these things work. Pray for the authorities in your organization, in your company, in your family. Once the leaders God has put you under are at peace, you will have peace. It is scary how God has given authority to authority and how your prosperity is dependent on the authorities God has put you under. Let's look at, if your pastor gets disturbed by anything, he will not be in position to hear from God very well because he's not an angel. Or he will not be able to preach. He will not be able to rebuke you in love. Okay? But it looks like a joke, but I want you to appreciate why you need to pray for the authority under which you are to be at peace. Now, to be at peace, I'm not saying you should pray that they get everything they need. Just pray, Lord, give my leaders peace. Let them be at... Sometimes they are paranoid, thinking that someone is after them when there is no one. Pray for the authorities God has put you under to be at peace, to be still. In such moments, they will also bring you peace. Amen. They'll be happy. And you know how happy people can be so generous. If you want to a testimony about that, ask Queen Vashti and Queen Esther. Esther must come. Vashti must stay. Don't curse those in authority over you. Exodus 22, verse 28, and Ecclesiastes 10:20. I think rather than spending time grumbling about your boss, pray for them. Don't curse them. And this is why I said, those of us who lead prayer meetings, unless God reveals to you that cast out this leader, be careful praying leaders of uprooting. I uproot, I bind, I destroy, I send to the wilderness. You should hear prayers. My friend, this leader you want to send to the wilderness, God looks at you and laughs. You are sending to a wilderness an authority that God wants to use you to use to bless you. Can you imagine? You send Nebuchadnezzar to the wilderness. You send Pharaoh to the wilderness. Can you imagine? Even Joseph, instead, he just fled from Potiphar instead of binding Potiphar. Be slow at binding and uprooting and whatever you do about the leaders whom you're under, and because they are harsh, you're not agreeing with the decisions or whatever they are taking you through. Please don't bind them unless God has said uproot them, because that person, that authority, may be the window for the showers of blessings in your life. Amen. That's what Daniel was, a window in Nebuchadnezzar's house, kingdom, to bless Israel. The king that married Esther was an opportunity to redeem an entire nation from destruction. But you're busy, or you're not a Christian. Who says God says only believers shall be appointed into leadership? That is deception. Believers don't have a monopoly over the kingdom authority. God delegates kingdom authority to whomever he deems fit. By the way, did you know that expulsion of Asians? Idi Amin had a dream. The man had a dream. Now, you're here saying it was an evil thing. Well, the guy had a dream, and it was not of the enemy. When you despise or reject authority, you're not rejecting or despising that authority. You're actually rejecting and despising the authority that sent the authority. By the way, you should not say, for me, I am okay with Pastor Moses, but I'll not listen to Juliana. My friend, you disrespect Juliana, you're despising Pastor Moses. Full stop. You may not see it, but according to Scripture, it is that authority comes from God. Despising the authority you're immediately under means you're despising the one that sent that authority. You despise your boss. If your boss was sent by the CEO, however much you say, you are despising the CEO. You're despising the board. It's just like that. It's you know, I'm okay. There is a time we had a maid and who was commuting. So one time we arrived home and then she says, by the way, for me, I'm okay working with you, but not your wife. The next day she never returned. I fired her. You people, anyone, if someone tells you they are not comfortable with their immediate boss and they are despising them, just know you're next in line as their boss. They will also despise you. So CEOs who are here, people managers who are here, be careful about people who despise their immediate supervisors. You're next. They will despise you. You despise immediate authority you're under, you're despising the appointing authority of that authority. And ultimately, you're despising God. Amen. And you'll see in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 7. And the Lord said to Samuel, heed the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should reign over them. This is exactly what I was saying. When God says, I want you to be under Pastor Moses Musinguzi, Apostle Musinguzi, please, you may not like his imperfections, and he's an imperfect vessel. But you're despising him. You're not despising him. You're actually despising God who is sending him. Amen. Please, this is your believers. We need to understand what being under authority means. If you really comprehend it, you'll not find trouble with walking a walk of obedience. Then second last, Genesis 16, 5 to 9. Even if you don't go there. But God is the one who will judge between you and the authority you are under. Lastly, let's look at Luke 19, chapter, verse 41 to 44. And this is the scary thing. Now as Jesus drew near, he saw the city, that's Jerusalem, and wept over it, saying, if you had known, even you, especially in this, your day, what was it? Their day. The things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another. Because, read with me, you did not know the time of your visitation. Now, who was visiting? Jesus. Brethren, the time for the visitation by the authorities God has put you under is for a season. It's not forever. There is a couple here, Pastor Moses knows them. We had moved here, and God clearly sent them a message, a dream, to go to another ministry to help them. And this couple was helping us here. Their time with LAT was very short, and it was of God. And they went to another ministry. Now, lo and behold, your failure to recognize the authority that God has put you under for a certain season will lead you to missing your showers of blessing. Now, if that couple that God spoke to, if they had said no, but here things are okay, we know Pastor Moses, they will miss out. The blessings that God has for them in this season is in that other ministry, and it is okay. Pastor blessed them and they went. Even for you, please don't feel obliged that you should be stuck here. If the Lord speaks to you, now the authentic Lord, not your other voices, it is okay to tell your pastor, you know what? It is my time to step, and will bless you and you go. But lo and behold, don't run away from authorities God has placed you under before it is due time. You will make your blessings suffer a stillbirth. You will make them suffer an abortion. You will miss out. Amen. So please reflect on this even as you prepare for your monsoon rains. Your monsoon rains are going to come within the authorities that you're under, or God is going to place you under. And may you discern and pray for about that. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.